gather round. I'm glad everybody came out tonight. As we stand on our neighborhood corner, know that this fire that's burning represents the passion you have. Listen. I recognize all of you. Every creed and color. With that being said,
we had,
say what?
A whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight. But I want y'all to know one thing.
I got 357 ways.
Now beat that.
Oh yeah!
Now what we want y'all to do is sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Okay, I'll reload it.
From the sports bars to the fans, we are the voice of the fans. You are now plugged into your sports mixtape. This is the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house, and we are presenting to you the Ball Street Journal with your Ball Street Journal reporters, D, Ron, Trey, and myself, Floyd. Fellas, how you doing?
Doing absolutely fantastic, as always. Another great show. Looking forward to sharing this with our fans. But before we get any further, let me turn it over to one of my mans, a fellow American from one of the big American cities of Chi-Town, to my man, Ronnie. How you doing?
Another conversation of text come to life here on Section 357 show. We're talking a World Cup, and not necessarily winners, losers. We're talking about patriotism and American fandom, and wrapping it in the flag. Speaking of wrapping it in the flag, my man out there somewhere in the great state of Georgia, it's my main man, Floyd. Floyd, what's going on?
Feeling good, feeling great, fellas. Always a pleasure and a privilege to have this conversation with you all and to share that with our fans. Find us on Twitter at Section 357 for old shows, general sports conversation, updates, comments, questions, all of the above. Again, that's on Twitter at Section 357. Ron, D, we talk about patriotism and what sports fans care about when it comes to international competitions. The World Cup is a great example of that, and given the social media era that we live in, we have a great opportunity to sort of have a good look at how people exhibit their sports fandom and how that plays out across the world and what teams will support. So let's start there. Ron, D, what are your thoughts on how one should root for your national team or against other teams when in a sport like football / soccer, you have players which play for and against certain clubs and certain teams, or I guess on clubs in certain countries, if you will. So how do you feel about that?
I've never been a person to tell any man or woman how you should be a fan. That's one of my kind of cardinal sports rules. My issue with the U.S. men's national team and with international competition in general, be it World Cup or Olympics, is that I don't believe in America we care about soccer and international Olympic sports enough to sort of wrap ourselves in the flag and chant USA, USA, USA every 4 years. And then the other 3.98 years, it's whatever. And I don't believe that if you are an American, you are obligated to root for the American man, woman, or team in these competitions. So that's been my issue with this whole USA. I believe that we will win and all of that this summer. So that's my take on it. I just don't feel wrapping something in a flag and forcing it on people is how this should go. I think if people should root for the USA or another country, that's their business. But don't force the patriotism side kind of down my throat, so to speak. I'm going to kick this over to my man D, who is the resident patriot.
Here's my thing, Ronnie. When we have these national competitions every 4 years, you can't pull against your home country. It's one thing to not pull for your team, which I get that. And it was funny. I saw a tweet by the homies, the at Pitch Talk homies. I forgot who it was. But there was a game when England lost to Uruguay. And apparently an English football fan said, and this is during the group stage, mind you, an English football fan said, I hope this doesn't go to penalties. So obviously, somebody who was at the pub wasn't a fan of the sport. And you certainly see that in the United States during the World Cup, where you have all these people who don't know crap about football. I know I was out at a bar and watching just a random World Cup game during the group stage, and somebody was like, well, they only get one substitution per game. And I was like, no, they get three. I had to correct them. So I get that of your bandwagoners coming on. But what I don't think that you should do, regardless of what country that you're in, is pull against your country. Whoever it is, be it the Olympics, be it the World Cup, if you're in Canada and there's a Japanese player playing against your team or your runner or whatever, you don't, as a Canadian, pull for that Japanese guy. And that is my issue.
I think that so much of the conversation is about winning and losing from a lot of people who really don't care that much about the sport to begin with. They just care about winning and losing in the public sphere. And they're letting that drive their emotional responses more so than how much or even if they care about the sport to begin with. Because for many U.S. residents, this is a once every 4 years opportunity. Did you mention you went to a sports bar during the group stage? So did I. Literally, I'm in a bar in Atlanta, and there's me and one other person there and about 20 empty seats at this bar during World Cup group stage action. And, you know, it is what it is. So I think that more people care about the winning and losing more so than the sport. And I think that the international aspect of this sport complicates the matter, because you do have players who play for clubs in countries that may not be their home country. So with the NFL, we don't see this very often. But I would like to kind of get some perspective from you, Ron, when it comes to international basketball, where you have a team like the San Antonio Spurs, where a lot of their players play for their national teams back in their home country during the Olympics. And I'm wondering how the U.S. fans treat those international players when they're playing for their home countries.
I think the Spurs analogy is interesting. And I think the Spurs are a combination of two things. The first and the obvious fact that we won't stay on this long is the hate for the Heat. I think there's just this whole thing about people have never gotten past that. So I think the Spurs, despite being made up of international players, they are the good guys. They represent everything, quote unquote, that's right about the game of basketball. So even though they're from France, Australia, Tim Duncan, Virgin Islands, because they represent what's right, supposedly, with the game, people latched on to them, the whole unselfish team. So I think they've gotten a pass from American fans because they're just simply not the Heat. And to come back to our topic, fellas, how much of this is really about the show and the presentation that is the World Cup? I talked about the I Believe That We Will Win campaign. ESPN paid billions to cover this thing. There's been watch parties in Chicago, New York, LA. So you talked about everything has bandwagons, but how much of this, D, and I kick it over to you, do you think this is about just the show of the event as it is the genuine enthusiasm for the sport? Because I think a lot of the show and the marketing and the promotion of the World Cup and the U.S. Men's National Team, I think, definitely plays a huge part in sort of the patriotism factor.
All right, Ronnie, let me jump with you about this. We kind of talked about this in our pre-production show, but I think the Spurs are a great example. Do you feel that a fan of an international fan of one of the Spurs players, be he from France, be he from Italy, regardless of where he is, because he has a star from his local country playing in the NBA, he follows the NBA, but then when it comes to time for the Olympics, he pulls for the national side? Why is that any different from a United States fan of soccer who doesn't follow the MLS, but when it comes to every 4 years when the World Cup happens, or when it comes from every 4 years when track happens, that all of a sudden he's a fan of the United States? I think this is the beauty of these international competitions, is that it doesn't matter if you're a fan of the sport. Once it comes down to the moment, you're a fan of your country. For example, I took time to watch this year, during the Winter World Cups, the United States versus Russia. I took time to watch 4 years ago the United States versus Canada in that Gold Cup game. I mean, these were all great games, and I am not in any way a hockey fan. I understand the sport, but I am not a hockey fan. But I was still cheering and rooting and living and dying on every pass, on every shot of the United States hockey team. What's wrong with me doing that?
Because I think here in America, and Floyd, you can feel free to accept or reject the statement because you live in England, America is very much a country about itself. And our athletes grow up wanting to be Super Bowl champions, NBA champions, World Series champions. Except for people who play Olympic sports, very few kids grow up and say, I want to be an Olympian, at least from where I'm from and where you all are from. And this is where I think the difference between our sporting culture and Europe. A lot of guys that we talked about, the Ginobili's, the Parkers, the Diaz who played for the Spurs, they come up through EuroLeague. They came up through EuroBasket and playing for their national team. In other countries, playing for the national team is the highest honor in that sport. Here in America, it's playing in the NBA. It's playing in the NFL. It's playing Major League Baseball. I just think it's the difference in sporting culture. That is why I have trouble with it, because I just think in our culture, we value professional sports and professional leagues, whereas in other countries, international competition is everything. Floyd, I know you live in England. You can talk about their passion for the English men's national team, but just being a European, is there a big difference in the culture?
Ron, I think there is a big difference in sporting culture. In England and in Europe, soccer/football is the dominant culture. That is the dominant sporting culture of those countries. So you have a situation where the most prominent sporting league professionally does line up with the most, I would say, glamorous international sporting moment when it comes to the English national team. You know, so you have those two things lining up there, whereas in the U.S., the highest honor in terms of playing for the United States doesn't always match up with the most profitable and most important professional league. I'll say that. So it is somewhat different. And when we talked about the World Cup in our preview show, I think I was of the mind that I wanted a team to win whose country really cared about that particular sport. I was pulling for Brazil because it really matters to them. It doesn't matter to the U.S. in quite the same way. If the U.S. were to win a World Cup, then yes. If the U.S. were to have a string of World Cup victories like Brazil has had over their history, it would mean a whole lot more. But it doesn't. That's just not where we are. So I do feel like for a lot of the U.S. fans that are bandwagon fans, there are plenty of those bandwagon fans out there. I do feel like it's a momentary, I guess, prisoner of the moment approach when it comes to rooting for that particular team in that particular sport, because at the end of the day, the U.S. doesn't care as much about football / soccer as a team like Argentina, as a team, well, I guess as a country like Argentina or Brazil or France for that matter. So it's just different, you know?
Floyd, I have to disagree with you about something. I do not think there's any difference in sports culture depending on what country you are. Regardless of what country you are, regardless of what sport you're playing, you want to demonstrate that you are the best of the best at that sport. So there's different leagues, there's different ways to do it. You know, sometimes you can demonstrate that you're the best of the best in the NBA or the NFL. Sometimes you can demonstrate, depending on what your sport is, you're the best of the best for your country. You know, let's say in track and field or something like that. So you always, regardless of what culture you're coming from in sports, want to demonstrate that you're the best of the best. It's just a matter of what team or side you're playing on, whether or not you're playing for a club team, for, you know, air quotes, club team, or whether or not you're playing for your national team. I mean, you look at New Zealanders. I'm sure there's a bunch of New Zealanders that love playing for their country in rugby and showing that they are the best of the best that they are in rugby. And I have no idea if there are, you know, rugby leagues or rugby teams that aren't the national team. So, you know, this goes back to the MLS versus the NBA versus the NFL versus your national side. That doesn't change. It's just a matter of what team that you're playing for. But if you're playing for your national team, then I think that matters in terms of fans, because you want to pull as a fan for your country. And it's very easy as a fan to pull for your country. You know, the Major League Baseball tried to have this little FIFA-style World Cup for baseball, and it was obviously hard to find a bunch of dominant American players, but at the end of the day, I wanted America to win over, you know, the Dominican Republic or Mexico or Japan or whatever. But when it comes to baseball, I'm a Cardinals fan, so I hope you guys can see the difference. But let me turn this over to Ryan.
I just don't think playing for the national team here is the highest honor, though. And I think that's where my issue with this is.
It depends on the sport. For international players overseas,
but Europeans, Africans, playing for their national team is as good as it gets. It's the highest honor. Here in America, playing for the United States is not the highest honor. It's just not. It's been that way forever. So
For some international players, if you look at the NBA, it's best for the international players to play for the Spurs, let's say. Or, you know, we talked about this
American athletes, playing for the national team in basketball, football, baseball isn't the highest honor. It's not.
In basketball, and certainly in football, it's the highest honor, because in football, there is no international
team. If it was the highest honor, then why is it when they have to pick the Olympic team, they have to beg dudes to do it?
But no, it depends on the sport. It depends on the sport, Ronnie, because for football, it doesn't matter. For football, it doesn't matter. for basketball, it's because we know that we're so dominant that we're going to do it. So it depends on the sport. For hockey, you've got the American hockey players. All American hockey players are happy to play for the American hockey team, so that doesn't apply. Your argument falls
because when they look at dudes' careers, in basketball, football, baseball, how many Olympics you won, doesn't matter.
That depends on the sport, because baseball doesn't factor into the statement you just said. Hockey does. So why don't you include hockey in that, Ronnie?
Because hockey is another sport that doesn't matter in this country as much as other sports. This is another sport that
doesn't
matter.
No, sure it does. The people that turned out, and like I said, I turned out to watch United States play hockey
because you're a patriot. But 9 times out of 10, hockey, soccer do not matter as much as baseball, basketball, and football over here. That's a fact.
No, that's not talking about sports. That's a whole different argument, Ronnie. Now you're talking about sports versus the global American populism of sports. Because hockey, the Canadian national teams matters a lot bigger than hockey does to, let's say, the Atlanta hockey fan.
Exactly, which is why, again, hockey and soccer do not matter as much in America, which is why you can't wrap it in a flag and tell me I have to love it when it didn't matter 90% of the time. When it only matters, this is my point, D, it can't matter for 3 weeks every 4 years. And then you can tell me it matters. It doesn't.
D, let me ask you this. When we talked about the level of fandom for the World Cup, you mentioned that you went to a bar that was relatively empty or half full at best. I told you I went to a bar that was basically a ghost town. So what does it say from a fan perspective if you're trying to encourage people to be fans of a concept of a national team when they really aren't fans of the sport, because they're not coming out to watch the sport when, let's say, Italy and Costa Rica are playing. I'm just throwing out some teams, you know, there. If people aren't coming out to watch the sport in general, really what does it say if they're only coming out to watch this concept of the national team? Because if that's the only time that they're going to come out and watch the sport, if they're only there to support the national team, then to me that kind of speaks to Big Shot Ron's point about people only really caring every 4 years when it comes time for the World Cup to come around. So how can you defend the fans from, I guess, that bandwagon status, if you will, if they really don't care that much about the sport to begin with? So it's just about pulling for the national team if the national team is doing well. What do you say to that?
Right. What I say to that is that you can't be a bandwagoner, as you said, for the United States if you always pull for the United States, okay? There's a difference from being a fan of track and field every 4 years, or a fan of shot put every 4 years, or a fan of the triathlon every 4 years. But if you're always pulling for the United States, regardless of what, as Ronnie said, the flag is wrapped in, then you're not a bandwagoner. That's my point. If you're a fan of the United States, then you're a fan of the United States, regardless of what sport is in. If they're skiing 2 miles and they're pulling out a gun and shooting and they have a United States flag on them, if they're running 100 meters and they have a United States flag on them, if they're kicking the ball or throwing the ball or shooting the ball and they have a United States flag on them, and you're a fan of that United States flag, then you're not a bandwagoner. I understand what Ronnie's saying is that, yes, people are involved in the sport from time to time, but that's the beauty of the national team. That's what makes having these national teams and these national competitions great, is that it gets you involved in sports like curling. I mean, I don't know what goes on with the curling competitions on the local level or the club level or whatever, but damn it, every 4 years, when the United States team gets out there on the ice and is
pushing and sweeping a stone, I'm pulling for the United States. Because I always pull for the United States because I'm an American. So that doesn't make me a bandwagoner. And it makes you...
Well, let me ask you this, though. Well, hold up, D. Well...
I guess, okay, I guess take, why does it...
Hold up, Ron.
I guess my point
taking,
is, why does it... Go ahead, Lord.
D, taking the notion of being a bandwagon, quote-unquote, out of it, I'm asking you from the perspective of someone who has been able to experience the lack of crowds around the game of football, I guess world football slash soccer. For someone who has seen the lack of enthusiasm around the sport when the United States is not playing, can you at least see why people, sometimes like myself and Ron, say that we want countries to win who actually care about the sport in general, not just when their national team is playing? Can you understand that logic based on the level of ebb and flow of enthusiasm around the sport from U.S. fans when the U.S. team is not playing? Can you at least understand why some people would want teams and countries who really care about the sport in general to do well in that sport?
I mean, I could understand it, but not agree with it. Again, you know, I bring up the example of myself, who's not a fan of hockey. Why should I be disappointed as an American fan when I see a bunch of American fans in the South, in the Southeast, in let's say Florida, at a bar pulling for the American hockey team to win? Why should I, you know, personally, as somebody who cares nothing about curling, be upset when I see the American curling team do well? Why should I?
Hold up. I'm not asking you to be upset that the U.S. is doing well. I'm asking you about being okay with other countries who care more about it, being okay with them doing well. Because you're making this all about just the U.S. We're looking at this from a global perspective. We all watch sports that have players from around the world. I'm saying, if you know that world football is the lifeblood of a country that doesn't really involve itself in any other sport, why is it wrong to want that country to do well in a sport that their country really does care about versus saying that it's only about pulling for the U.S. whenever they're involved, even if it's things that are somewhat trivial from a sporting perspective?
All right, well, that goes back to the definition of fandom, right? That goes back to, let's say, me as a college football fan, because as a fan of, as a graduate of Morehouse and Georgia Tech and Georgia State, I can't really pull for any football team, so I'm a front runner, right? So, to what you're saying, I can be a fan of the United States and still be accepting of when, let's say, a Russia does well in figure skating, or when, I don't know, a China does well in the gymnastics. So I can be a fan of them doing well, and I can accept when countries of a sport that they dominated at do well in that sport, except when they're playing against the United States. Does that make sense?
No, because it doesn't matter to you. When the United Olympic hockey team, Olympic curling team, whenever they get put out of a tournament, it doesn't matter 5 minutes after it happens. Like, that's my point with this. I'm okay with the U.S. winning. What I'm not okay with is the forced patriotism that somehow, if you don't get behind our boys, you're a bad person. When these same boys are playing MLS soccer every summer and can't draw flies. The same people who every 4 years we have to get behind the flag, play every Sunday night in the summer in MLS, and nobody watches anything. But now we wrap that same product in the flag.
No, Ronnie. I got to jump in here. Because Argentina has a national has a league. Argentina
because they
has
care, D. They care.
Argentina cares
about this sport. We don't. We don't care about the same level that they do.
Play in La Liga, okay? Uruguay.
And if you read the article in Heat, if you read the article on Messi and ESPN.
No, that's not what you're saying.
Yes, because a lot of Argentinians have a real iffy relationship with Messi because he left. So actually, that don't even apply.
So it's not about the team, it's about the fans. Are the fans any less of a fan of Messi because he's not playing in the Argentinian league?
Because
no.
they love the you know
no,
why?
No, they're not.
Because they love
no,
the Argentine
league.
No,
they're not.
Interrupt
no,
my point.
Not.
Let me finish.
No, they're not.
Let me finish the point. Because in Argentina, they love their leagues, period. They don't just love Messi every 4 years. They love Boca Juniors. They love River Plate. They love all the teams in the Clase era. They love them all. They don't turn off the TV because Messi ain't playing. They don't do that. Here in America, if Clint Dempsey is playing for his MLS team, the TV's turned off. The MLS Cup is played on a Saturday afternoon in the summer because nobody cares. Same dude's playing. Now we got a rap in the flag. Now I'm supposed to care. Why? Why am I supposed to care now when that same product is played every year and no one else does? Why do I have to care now?
That's just a stupid argument, Ronnie. I got to say, that is a stupid argument.
Floyd,
like, for real.
Floyd,
I want to see the players playing.
No, let me ask
I want to see the players.
Floyd,
can
why
I finish,
do I
Ronnie?
Care?
Hold on. Can I finish?
I want to see the players.
I want to see the players playing in the best league against the best competition that they can. That doesn't always happen on the national level. Sometimes that happens on the team level. So it doesn't matter to me if they're playing on the team level or on the national level, you know, on the regular basis. But when it comes to these every 4 years national competitions, I'm rooting for my country. That's how it is. And I'm not rooting against my country. And I think you rooting against the United States is fucked up.
Are you really going to curse on the broadcast?
Well, I think Ron asked a good question. Because when it comes to MLS, the ratings are very small compared to the World Cup. That's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But I will say, compared to the level of fandom that we see around the World Cup, that the amount of interest in MLS action is significantly smaller. Not only for the MLS championship, but also for their regular season games. And even beyond that, when the U.S. men's national team is playing a friendly somewhere around the world or even on U.S. soil, you still don't get that same kind of American fervor around their activity and who they're playing. And you know, you don't get that same level of buzz and hype and everybody watching it. So I think Ron asks a good question, because given the disparity in fan size and crowd participation, in Twitter buzz, in ratings numbers, all of the above, why is it all of a sudden so important to care now versus on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon when you have a choice to make about how you spend your entertainment dollars or your sporting dollars? People don't choose MLS. People don't choose the U.S. men's national team during a friendly, you know. So what do you have to say to that, Dean?
Because the competition at that time is not the best of the best. That's the thing. That's why I, as a soccer fan, and that's why I know that you know, even bars that may not be turned out for World Cup football have people in them during the British Premier League. I remember back before I was a soccer fan, because I was such a football fan, I would show up at NFL Sundays early, and certain bars would have the British Premier League on, and those bars would have people in them watching it if it was a big game, because it's the best of the best. And that's the thing, okay? You turn out to watch the best of the best. So I can understand why at an American bar there's not people out watching a game between Spain and the Netherlands, because you don't have too many Spanish and Dutch fans get during a game between Manchester United and Man City at that same bar, you would have people turning out because you have fans of Man City and, well, whoever the team that I mentioned was.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it for now. And we'll take a quick break and come back with our final thoughts on fandom, patriotism, and everything in between. Sit tight. This is the Section 357 show. We will be right back.
Into the Mediterranean, on my papers like an editor. I flow like a reservoir dog, rap Tarantino, off the chain like Django. Still let the chain glow, where they bang no. And niggas get shot like camera angles. In rap videos, put up on Vimeo. I wear the buck 50 bicentennial, perennial all-star. Fruit that don't fall far from its lime. When rap was dead, I had the fluid that embalmed. I speak, you know I'm in the building like an intercom. Intercom, the world's most intricate, integrated with imminent domain. I'm feeling myself like a sentiment. So letter written to myself, aspiring for greatness, wellness, and wealth. I'm cold, I'm hard to melt. I'm more than a hot song or a hot album. Ask my ex, I still live on like Malcolm. My spirit and style done, a transformation. Make room, nigga, I don't need reservations. You sweet as a hotel, I stay presidential. Stains to be sinful and know that heaven sent you to rearrange the mental. I see things we've been through. It's hard for a man to claim gentle. Let me change the tempo. I be with bras that got they shit together. Even if it ain't meant forever, still smoke a spliff together. The essence of the herbs, the presence of the words. Yeah, you got a chest, but I'm treasuring your curves. You walk past, I'ma look behind you. Look you up and down to find you. Cause see, I was designed to give you power and refine you. You fucking with me, we can grind to gather the better Black America.
Yeah. Made in Black America, taking threats from a terrorist. We will never meet, but the media feed hysteria. And I be inferior, if I be inferior. More godly than gluttonous, but myself was superior. You know the difference between the kids with the lunch tickets and the ones with the money in the cafeteria. I break bread with my brethren like a pizzeria. Spinning dough, you'll find red dots over cheese. Be a wary your whereabouts, don't be feeble. I'm pissed off, tinkle is the onomatopoeia. Use just a little star,
twinkle,
sure ain't me. Been a superstar since Ma made me. My president is Black. I wonder if Pac thought we was ready for that, or did we move too fast? I don't give a fuck, shit, my grandpa glad they passed that gun law or not. Niggas still gon' pop up dead. Yeah, I'm the Morpheus in this hip-hop matrix, exposing fake shit. Used to borrow dollars, now my sense ain't so common. Went across the whole nation screaming high power. Never been a racist, but I love horsepower. I'm hot, that's why I got the fans in the stands. Infants, Googling, enemies, shaking hands. Restoring the balance, detouring the malice. We kill you motherfucking mice with a mallet. This is Huey P. Newton with a QP, Bobby with a seal, Fred Hampton on pills in the Hamptons. Now that's ill, what's happening? I'm just trying to teach my homies about the Emerald Tablets.
Yeah.
Stop the war in Syria over a bowl of serial killer. Instrumental, then book a flight on Expedia to the nation's capital. Golf Wang Radical, Black Lip Pastor, tip the usher when he passed you, nigga. Welcome to Black America.
Welcome back to the Section 357 show. Find us on Twitter at Section 357. You can also download and subscribe to the podcast on Stitcher, on Podomatic, as well as on iTunes. Last call for alcohol or something like it as it relates to fandom, patriotism, just a parting shot. D, what do you have?
My point is this in terms of patriotism, because if you're a fan of the show, you know that I did not pick
U.S. men's national team to make it very far in the World Cup tournament. I am a disbeliever in this current U.S. men's national team, but I was also a disbeliever in the 1998 Rams team. I was also a disbeliever in the 2009 Rams football team. Just because your team sucks, and I have my doubts about the U.S. men's national team, doesn't mean you can't be a fan. When it comes to game day, all bets are off.
And my parting shot is this. No matter what color players, no matter what color the jersey, you as a fan have the right to root for whoever you want to root for. You don't need a marketing campaign to tell you who to root for. If you feel the U.S. men's national team, if you want to ride with the U.S. men's national team, you absolutely should ride with them. But I will say this. If you're going to ride for the U.S. men's national team or any other national team, make sure you're riding for that sport, too. Don't be every 4 years. If you want to be a soccer fan, a curling fan, ride for that sport, period, and ride with your national team. But every 2 weeks, every 4 years, you're never going to get it done for me. So be a fan however you like. But make sure you're riding for your sport, too, not just with who's in the jersey. Lewis.
All right, guys, my last call is simply this. To back up what Big Shot Ron said, root for whoever you would like to root for. However, be polite, I guess, is the best word that I can say about it. If someone is pulling for a particular team that may or may not be that of their home country, that is their right. It is not for you to shout them down, to disparage them on Twitter, or to be a bully, quote-unquote, to use the term of the day. That is their right. And if someone chooses to root for a team for whatever reason, the color of the jersey being one of them, or, you know, just a favorite player, if you will, or because it was their parents' favorite team, however they got to be a fan of that team, that's their right. And it's really not for you to come down upon them if they're not pulling for the same team that you're pulling for. That being said, good luck to you and your favorite teams wherever you might be. This is the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house. Until next time, take care.